Blog Talk Radio.
I was gonna say timekeeper. My God, I've been trying to hold my mule, as I said, all the time that I've been sitting there. All the time that I've been sitting there, it's been some dynamic speakers. God has really ordained this day. He's ordained each and every word that's proceeded out of the mouth of his daughters on today to help us. To help us to live this life as a woman. He's given us some rich word on today, and I am just so overwhelmed by everything that he said, by every woman that he ordained to be spoke about on today. It's not by accident that you hear. It's not by accident that each speaker spoke about the woman that they spoke about. It's not by accident that he gave the word that he gave on today. Because there's some things that we have to understand as being a woman. It's some things that we have to understand, a life that we need to understand that's already been walked out through some women already. So think it not strange about the things that you go through in life. And think it not strange about the things that you've already had to endure. Think it not strange that the word that came across today is something that you need to take to heart and understand about each and every woman that was spoke about on today. I'm just so full. It's just so ridiculous. It's just like I just can't take no more. It's just so awesome about everything that's happened and just how God used each and every woman in such a dynamic way, from illustration and everything else. It's just so awesome on how he contemplates, how he's so mindful of the things that we need and how we need to receive what it is that he's having to say to us on today. And I thank him for that. So on today, as I lay before God and I begin to think about, God, what would you have me to say about all these women? About all these women. Because each and every one of these women is in this room on today. Each and every woman is in this room on today. Some aspect about their lives is something that either that you had to endure, it's either something that you heard about or either something that you don't want to talk about, but each and every aspect that's happened is somehow related to each and every one of you. So it's not by accident that we even here on today, but God began to tell me about letting you know that you are a well-made woman.
All right.
That he didn't make any mistakes when he created you. He didn't make any mistakes when he formed you. He didn't make any mistakes. So God wants you to understand that his purpose of the woman from the very beginning, as the pastor began to go forth, that he has many things for you. He has many blessings for your life. And we have to learn how to walk out this life as being a godly woman. See, each woman has been discussed today has a very important information for us to learn. The text scriptures we find are from the very beginning about the creation of the woman. God wants you to know that you're not by accident. And then when he created you to be a woman, that's exactly what you're supposed to be. Hello, somebody.
All right.
Too many times as women, we try to be everything and everybody else instead of being who he created us to be. We have to be that woman that he created us to be. And we were created to fulfill his plan and to fulfill his purpose in the earth. And when God invested himself in Adam in creation, he breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. And he put the kingdom of God inside Adam, and Adam into the kingdom of God. And then he went on, and then he placed him in Eden. The characteristics of Adam is the same characteristics of God, in which he breathed life into him and then caused creation to happen. And then Adam had the nature of God implanted inside of him, both the masculine and the feminine side, both the tender as well as the tough, both the disciplinarian as well as the nurturer, was already inside of Adam. But then God went a step further and took something out of that because he knew that he couldn't do it all by himself. So he began and he talked about how he took the rib from Adam's side. And many people and theologians, as you begin to study that, they always talk about how he didn't take it from his head and how he didn't take it from his neck and how he could have took it from any other part. But it said that he took it from his side. He took a rib from his side. So it means that therefore that he was needing a helpmate. Someone to walk alongside of him. Not someone that he would rule over. Not someone that would be underneath him. But someone that would be on the side of him. To help him through this entire walk. So on today, I want you to understand that you are a well-made woman. That you're a well-made woman. That God, when in the beginning, God already was mindful of what he had in store when it became. And I love how the text scripture goes on after that. He talks about how Adam looked upon her. And the first thing that he named her, woman. As I went to another conference, a lady began to talk, and I love the illustration. She looked, and she said, as Adam looks at her, he began to say, whoa, me. Because he already knew she had it going on. Before she said anything out of her mouth, she didn't even speak at this point. He just looked upon her and already knew that there were special things about her. That there was something unique about her, that he knew that she was created just for him. All right. So that's good news for us all today. Yes. To let you know that you were created for greatness. All right. That you were created to be equipped to do everything that God has already implanted in you to do. Because you are a woman. That you got it going on from the beginning of time. That you are already all that in a bag of chips. All right. But what happens with us is that we kind of lose focus. Yes. The same way Eve did in the garden. All right. She allowed the serpent to lead her astray. Mm-hmm. Against what she already knew. Yes. To have her to focus on something that was already there the whole time, but he had to whisper to her to get her attention to focus just on what she couldn't have. Too many times as women, we often do the same thing. After everything God said that he's going to bless you with, we allow that one thing that we can't have to keep our focus on. We forget about everything else that he said we could have. We tend to focus on that one thing. And oftentimes it ain't what you can't have, it's just not a right now.
All right.
But we spend too much time focusing on that instead of thinking about everything else that he's blessed us with. Yeah. So we have to understand how to stay focused on him. Yeah. Because when we lose focus, you see what happens.
Yeah.
A fall tend to take place.
Yeah.
Sin begins to come into the camp.
All right.
So you came down and you gave your life over to Christ. Yeah. And you were committed to living for him. You were committed to run that race. But something happens from the time that you came down to the time that you walked out the door.
All
right. Sin began to take place. Uncertainty began to take place. Doubt began to take place. Why? Because you tend to start having trials and tribulations. Things don't seem like it's all that good how you thought it was going to be when you gave your life over to him. But the Bible says that we ought to endure trials and tribulations. But he came so that he already overcame the world. So guess what? That makes you more than a conqueror. But oftentimes we lose focus on the journey. And as women, we're emotional creatures. We got to feel everything. We're very emotional. We got to feel it. I'm not feeling that, and I'm not feeling this, and I'm not feeling what they're saying, and I'm not feeling you, and I'm not feeling this, and I'm not feeling that. But then you need to think about, what if God was just an emotional God? That he say, I ain't feeling you today. We got to get over our emotions. Stop being so emotional about everything.
Trying to hold my mule, as I said, all the time that I've been sitting there, it's been some dynamic speakers. God has really ordained this day. He's ordained each and every word that's proceeded out of the mouth of his daughters on today to help us to live this life as a woman. He's given us some rich word on today, and I am just so overwhelmed by everything that he said, by every woman that he ordained to be spoke about on today. It's not by accident that you hear. It's not by accident that each speaker spoke about the woman that they spoke about. It's not by accident that he gave the word that he gave on today. Because there's some things that we have to understand as being a woman. It's some things that we have to understand, a life that we need to understand that's already been walked out through some women already. So think it not strange about the things that you go through in life. And think it not strange about the things that you've already had to endure. Think it not strange that the word that came across today is something that you need to take to heart and understand about each and every woman that was spoke about on today. I'm just so full. It's just so ridiculous. It's just like I just can't take no more. It's just so awesome about everything that's happened and just how God used each and every woman in such a dynamic way, from illustration and everything else. It's just so awesome on how he contemplates, how he's so mindful of the things that we need and how we need to receive what it is that he's having to say to us on today. And I thank him for that. So on today, as I lay before God and I begin to think about, God, what would you have me to say about all these women? About all these women. Because each and every one of these women is in this room on today. Each and every woman is in this room on today. Some aspect about their lives is something that either that you've had to endure, it's either something that you heard about or either something that you don't want to talk about, but each and every aspect that's happened is somehow related to each and every one of you. So it's not by accident that we even here on today, but God began to tell me about letting you know that you are a well-made woman.
All right.
That he didn't make any mistakes when he created you. He didn't make any mistakes when he formed you. He didn't make any mistakes. So God wants you to understand that his purpose of the woman from the very beginning, as the pastor began to go forth, that he has many things for you. He has many blessings for your life. And we have to learn how to walk out this life as being a godly woman. See, each woman has been discussed today has a very important information for us to learn. The text scriptures we find are from the very beginning about the creation of the woman. God wants you to know that you're not by accident. And then when he created you to be a woman, that's exactly what you're supposed to be. Hello, somebody. So many times as women, we try to be everything and everybody else instead of being who he created us to be. We have to to be that woman that he created us to be. And we were created to fulfill his plan and to fulfill his purpose in the earth. And when God invested himself in Adam in creation, he breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. And he put the kingdom of God inside Adam, and Adam into the kingdom of God. And then he went on, and then he placed him in Eden. The characteristics of Adam is the same characteristics of God, in which he breathed life into him and then caused creation to happen. And then Adam had the nature of God implanted inside of him, both the masculine and the feminine side, both the tender as well as the tough, both the disciplinarian as well as the nurturer, was already inside of Adam. But then God went a step further and took something out of Adam, because he knew that he couldn't do it all by himself. So he began, and he talked about how he took the rib from Adam's side. And many people and theologians, as you begin to study that, they always talk about how he didn't take it from his head, and how he didn't take it from his neck, and how he could have took it from any other part. But it said that he took it from his side. He took a rib from his side. To mean that, therefore, that he was needing a helpmate, someone to walk alongside of him, not someone that he would rule over, not someone that would be underneath him, but someone that would be on the side of him to help him through this entire walk. So on today, I want you to understand that you are a well-made woman. That you're a well-made woman. That God, when in the beginning, God already was mindful of what he had in store when it became. And I love how the text scripture goes on after that. He talks about how Adam looked upon her, and the first thing that he named her, woman. As I went to another conference, a lady began to talk, and I love the illustration. She looked, and she said, as Adam looks at her, he began to say, whoa, me. Because he already knew she had it going on. Before she said anything out of her mouth, she didn't even speak at this point. He just looked upon her and already knew that there were special things about her, that there was something unique about her, that he knew that she was created just for him. So that's good news for us all today. To let you know that you were created for greatness. That you were created to be equipped to do everything that God has already implanted in you to do. Because you are a woman. That you got it going on from the beginning of time. That you are already all that in a bag of chips. All right. But what happens with us is that we kind of lose focus. Yes. The same way Eve did in the garden. All right. She allowed the serpent to lead her astray. Mm-hmm. Against what she already knew. Yes. To have her to focus on something that was already there the whole time, but he had to whisper to her to get her attention to focus just on what she couldn't have. Too many times as women, we often do the same thing. After everything God said that he's going to bless you with, we allow that one thing that we can't have to keep our focus on. We forget about everything else that he said we can have. We tend to focus on that one thing. And oftentimes it ain't what you can't have, it's just not a right now. But we spend too much time focusing on that instead of thinking about everything else that he's blessed us with. So we have to understand how to stay focused on him. Because when we lose focus, you see what happens. A fall tends to take place. Sin begins to come into the camp. So you came down and you gave your life over to Christ. And you were committed to living for him. You were committed to run that race. But something happens from the time that you came down to the time that you walked out the door. All right. Sin began to take place. Uncertainty began to take place. Doubt began to take place. Why? Because you
tribulation. Things don't seem like it's all that good how you thought it was going to be when you gave your life over to him. But the Bible says that we ought to endure trials and tribulations. But he came so that he already overcame the world. So guess what? That makes you more than a conqueror. But oftentimes we lose focus on the journey. And as women, we're emotional creatures. We got to feel everything. We're very emotional. We got to feel it. I'm not feeling that, and I'm not feeling this, and I'm not feeling what they're saying, and I'm not feeling you, and I'm not feeling this, and I'm not feeling that. But then you need to think about, what if God was just an emotional God? That he say, I ain't feeling you today. We got to get over our emotions. Stop being so emotional about everything. Throwing a fit just because you get a no. Throwing a fit because it's a delay. Throwing a fit because you got to wait for some stuff. We got to learn how not to be so emotional, but stay in focus. And that's staying focused on Christ. Staying focused in the word of God. Each woman gave some absolutely wonderful things about Eve. Eve is a life giver. We are givers of life, both spiritually as well as naturally. That's an awesome quality to be able to have. That you're able to give life spiritually as well as naturally. As a life giver, we need to be mindful of what comes out of our mouth. Because the Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. Guess what? We talked about all day today. It's about what you say that can either build someone up or tear somebody down. We got to be mindful of that we're life givers. That means we need to be watchful of the things that we're saying. Then we need to understand that God gave us the power of influence. Some women don't even understand how influential that they really are. You're trying to figure out, why is it that everybody come to you asking you questions? Why everybody wants to come to you and tell you about their problems and see what you think about it, or see what you can help them with, or how you can give them information on their situation. That's the power of influence, that you're very influential to people. And that's a good quality to have, because he said that you'll need that in this kingdom. We need people that's going to be able to influence some folks to come to Christ. And you can't be timid if you're going to be able to influence some folk in the street to come to the Lord. So you got to have the power of influence operating on the inside of you. Then it talks about, went on, that we need to be an encourager. You need to learn how to encourage somebody else instead of somebody else always encouraging you. You got to be able to encourage your brother, encourage your sister. The same way it talks about today, of how you're a life giver, guess what? You need to encourage, speak life into other people. God gave us the gift of encouragement. We're able to speak life into dead situations. When things look impossible, we're able to speak life into the situation because of the God that we serve. Then it talks about that you need to be able to have a good name. Too many times we go on what everybody else calls us. That when we grow up in Christ and when we become mature in him, we go through changes. We go from one level to the next level. There should be some form of elevation in our life. Right. See, when I grew up, they called me that girl, that black girl. And when I grew up from that, they went from the black girl that they nicknamed me. I had my name. They called me Tony.
instead of Tanya. So when I was a child, I was Tony all the time. Tony this and Tony that. And then as I became into the workforce, I became to be Tanya. As I moved on in the workforce, I became to be Miss Tanya. And then therefore, as I became a mother, my name was Mama. And it went from Mama to being a wife. There should be some type of changes that happen in our spiritual life as well. Then when the changes begin to happen, more elevation happens. I went from being just Deacon Dunn's wife to being Minister Dunn. All
right.
Because there's elevation when changes begin to start happening in our life. We shouldn't be the same person over and over again. We shouldn't be still that person that used to play games in the streets.
All right.
We shouldn't be that person anymore when we become mature in Him. See, the Bible even begins to talk about having matured and how changes have to take place. My favorite scripture that I'm stuck on is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. And it talks about when you have to be a changed woman. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. I love the part that it says, behold. Behold means to look upon. How am I going to have a good name if when you look upon me, I'm doing some other stuff? But when I became into Christ, I became a new creature. All things have passed away. That means I ain't talking about folks like I used to. That means I ain't sleeping around with folks like I used to. That means those same old tricks that used to happen before don't happen the same way that they now. Because I am a new creature. And behold, that means when you look upon me, you should see God in me. You shouldn't see that old girl. The song says, I don't look like what I've been through. I tell Wanda all the time, we talk about, they don't want to know my real testimony. You might not want to hold my hand when I tell you the truth. Because behold, all things become new. Ain't no residue of the old stuff. Too many times as women, we still sitting in church talking about I'm feeding her with a long handle spoon. What is that? We're here to love God's people. It's about a change that has to take place. Being a well-made woman means that you are a changed woman. You don't do the things you used to do. You don't say the things you used to say. You don't act the way that you used to act. That there should be something new about you. Something peculiar about you. He said that we were a peculiar people. When you think about royalty all the time, I tell the youth and children in my church, we talk about that all the time, that I tell them that they're royalty. I tell my sons that they are princes and that they're kings because we are part of a royal family. Yeah, that we're about kingdom business. So when you think about royalty, you think about royalty in Europe. Queen doesn't associate with everybody. Her children don't associate with everybody. She has guards around her that protect her from outside folks. Who is your accountability partner? Who holds you accountable to protect you from folk they know when they have spiritual discernment that's not good for you? Too many times when you raw, you still be trying to live in a slum. And if you ain't saved for real, they gonna pull you back down with you. You got to understand the change that's taking place in your life. And understand that you ain't got the big head. That the only thing you're going to boast in is in him. Because it's in him that I live, and it's in him that I move, and it's in him that I have my being. It's because of him that saved me. It's because of him that blessed me. We can't get too far from who we're supposed to be. A well-made woman is a faithful woman. That she walks by faith and not by sight. That she trusts in the Lord with all her heart. She leads not to her own understanding. She understands that there are things in this world that's going to happen and that she has no control over. But in all her ways, she acknowledges him. Because she knows that he shall direct her path. A well-made woman is also a prayerful woman. They asked the question earlier, they, how's your prayer life? This journey, this life that we live in, we got to have a prayer life. It's a must. It's not even something that we have to think about. It's a must. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. That's continuously. All the time, all day, throughout the day, we have to have a prayer life. God has really been pounding me about a prayer life. There are some things that don't come just by you speaking scripture over. You got to be able to have a prayer life. You want to see changes happen in your family? Have a prayer life. What is a prayer life? A prayer life is setting aside that time alone communing with God. Listening to what it is that he has to say. Not so much about you talking, but allowing him to talk to you. About your situation. You want to change your finances? Have a prayer life. You want things to change in the church? Have a prayer life. And then the Bible goes on to even say further that some things only come by prayer and fasting. When you got a real situation, ain't time for you to do them cute fasts. When it's a real situation, you need to know how to go down on your knees and give up a whole plate all day and hear from God. Pour out your spirit unto him, because I guarantee you he's going to talk back. We don't talk about prayer and fasting no more. We got to have a prayer life, and you've got to learn how to fast the right way. The right way. Go before God. He'll tell you what to do. He's so awesome, he give us design instructions about our situation. That's how mindful he is of us. He'll tell you each and every step that you need to take. He'll tell you which house to go to. He'll tell you which street to turn on. He'll tell you which person to talk to. But that only comes when you have a prayer life. When you're communing with him so he can talk to you. He says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. That means if you have a prayer life and a relationship with him, you don't fall for the tricks no more. You don't hear that ugly stuff. You're listening to what God is saying. And a well-made woman consults God in every area of her life. We think small things are nothing. It's the small stuff. A well-made woman is an obedient woman. In everything. If he say don't touch that, you don't touch it. If he say don't talk, you don't talk. If he say pray, you pray. You have to learn how to have a prayer life. praying enough. You want changes in the school? Begin to pray. I tell my sons all the time, when they're in high school, I say, you bless your food at home, you bless your food at school. When there's a time that you need to pray for your friends, you pray for your friends. It ain't about being spectacle or having a show or anything. It don't take nothing but just to close your eyes and go before God. You ain't got to be all loud and boisterous about what it is that you're doing. But be sincere and heartfelt about what it is that you're saying unto God. We got to teach our children the importance of having prayer. Teaching them how to pray. Teaching them how to fast. Children are not too young to learn the importance of prayer and fasting. It's some children that lead their parents to the Lord. It's so important that we understand that. So God is saying here that not only do we need to be a prayerful woman, that you're a woman of influence, but God is saying that you need to be a trustworthy woman. He needs to be able to trust you with some stuff. He needs to be able to tell you those secrets that he wants you to, you don't go back and tell everybody else. You got to learn how to be a trustworthy woman. And learn, most importantly, to be the woman that God created you to be. That you are an original. That you are not a copy. That you are exactly who he says that you are. That you are gifted, that you are talented to be everything that he called you to be. That each and every woman in this story that God has for us on today is that he's telling us, most importantly, he wants you to understand that you are a well-made woman. Well-made woman. That you have been created and crafted to do and be exactly who you are. The importance of it is, too many times we spend time trying to be everything else. He said, the only thing that I need you to be is to be a godly woman. It's okay to be a corporate woman. It's okay to be a sports mom. It's okay to be everything else. But be a godly woman. The world needs us to be exactly who we were created to be. We have to be a godly woman. Each woman in these illustrations that we had on today, each aspect of their lives, go back after today, reread over their lives, reread over their history, reread over their stories, and understand what is he saying that applies to my life. Michelle talks about being a liar. Too many times we still lie in Christ. That don't even go together. God says it's time that we change for real. For real. It's time for us to be who we were created to be for real. It's a lot of fake folk. But now he needs some real folk. We're living in a time and a season that it's time for the real woman of God to please stand up. It's time for a real woman of God to take control of her household. It's time for a real woman of God to go before her great God on her knees and pray. It's time. It's too much happening in the world. It's too much going on in the world. Too much sickness and disease. We got to go before God, have a prayer life, and then be faithful. Being a woman of faith. God began to tell me throughout this season, as I begin to close, just looking at the aspect of my life. Sometimes we think we are where we not. But one area that most of the body is falling short in is faith. Your lack of faith. You say me, you trust me? But yet you still want to fix it. You say you believe in me, but yet you begin to doubt when it doesn't look like it's going to work out for you. The doctor tells you that you have cancer. Instead of you believing God instantaneously, you begin to get sad and sorrow. There's nothing wrong with getting sad, but it's a matter of your faith should take action in the situation. We got to build up our faith. If God said it, then he meant exactly what he said. He is not a God that he should lie. What he said, he meant. Faith is an area that we need to work on. He said faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. The evidence. That means it's not tangible. You ain't going to see it. Of things that are unseen. That means he goes ahead of you and already works out your situation. He's already fixed those children. He's already fixed your finances. He's already fixed your job situation. He's already fixed your husband. He's already fixed the problems in the church. He's already fixed that cancer. He's already fixed diabetes. He's already fixed high blood pressure. There is nothing impossible for him. There is nothing too hard for him. Get in your mind. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is your children too hard for him? Is your marriage too hard for him? Is your financial situation too hard for him? Is your heart's desire too much for him? Today, women, he wants you to know you're worthy of everything that he promised. Even when it don't look like it, you still worthy. Even when you sick in your body, he said that he gonna do it for you. He's a healer. He's a doctor. He's your financial broker. He's your real estate agent. He's your lawyer in the courtroom. There is nothing impossible for him. There is nothing impossible for him. What do you need from God on today? God said there is nothing too hard for him. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it. But there is nothing too hard for him. When it's impossible for you, it's possible for him. It's a great opportunity for him to show you just who he is. When the bank say no, God says yes. Credit ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom. Nothing to do with kingdom. I talk about finances a lot. Not just because I'm in the financial industry. But there are some things that God promised me as a child. And the enemy has fought me all my life. I begin to tell Wanda, my prayer partner, that if God gave me all these desires and all these visions and dreams, and I still have them today, at 40. Why is it that it hasn't happened yet? So I told God, if that's not gonna happen, take the desire away from me. Because everything I see ain't good enough. Everything I want is just not it. And you feel it on the inside that you know that this ain't it. It don't call my name. And that she had to remind me that everything that he said, he promised and he meant it to happen. Everything is a yes and an amen. And what he gives you don't cause you no sorrow. So whatever it is that you need on today, I don't know what your need may be, but God is saying that there's some women in this place on today that need something from God. It may be you may need a new attitude. It may be that you need your house. It may be a financial situation. It may be that you need a new job. It may be for you to get enough courage to walk out the house with that man. It may be that for you to leave that woman or that girl alone. But God is saying today, whatever your need is, the need meter is here today. So he said, if you believe me, like you've never believed me before, God said, I'll do it for you on today. I'll do it for you today. But you got to learn how to trust me beyond what you see. Trust me beyond how you feel. I don't feel good every day, but I believe God, and I'm going to stand on his promises. Whatever you need on today, even if it's not your need, who are you accountable for? They may need something from somebody. As women of God, we should be looking out for our sisters. No woman left behind in this season. No woman left behind in this season. Not in this one. This one is too important. It's a whole lot of seasons that happen, but God said during this season, ain't no woman gonna be left behind. Whatever you need on today, whatever you need today, God said some people need some real stuff. Somebody need a real miracle in their life. Somebody need God to work out his good in their situation. Whatever your need is, God said, I'll meet your need on today. Whatever your need is. I don't know where we are in the program or what it is that we need to do, but I learned just to be obedient to God on today. So if you need something from God and you understand what God has said to you on today through all the lives of these women, why is these great women of God that spoke on today, if you come up and we're just going to take a few minutes to pray for you on today, because somebody prayed for me when I had a situation. Somebody prayed for me when I had a need. And because I'm connected to them and they was able to go to the throne of God for on my behalf, God began to do some things in my life. Because we ain't going to hold you long, but God said today somebody needs somebody to connect with them and intercede on their behalf. He said when two or more are gathered together, he'll be in the midst of us. God is here on today. So if you need something from God, you ain't got to wait for me to tell you to come down. You know what it is that you want from him. You know what it is that you need from him. You know what it is that he needs to move in your life. We ask you to come down now, and these women will pray for you. They will go before God with you. They're going to touch and agree with you. Even if it's not for you, that may be your spouse that needs to be prayed for. That may be your children. It's not just about us, but it's always about him. God said, on today, open up that door. It's only God that can do it. Only God. Only Him. God is in the blessing business. God said oftentimes when we pray, we don't pray with specifics about what we need from Him. During this season, God is saying, be very specific in what it is that you're asking. If it's finances, how much do you need to get out of debt? If it's a healing, you tell Him how you need to be healed. Understand and know that God is here for you on today. God wants to do it like only that He can. God wants to give us what we need. God wants to give us what we need. Believe God for your miracle on today. Move by your spirit. Meet the needs of your people. Do like only you can, God. Bless the families on today, Jesus. Touch bodies on today, God. Touch their bodies on today, Jesus. Bless this house on today, Jesus. Anoint the pastor on today, God. Bless the first lady, God. Give her what she needs, Jesus. Anoint her, God, like only that you can. Give her the strength, God, during trials and tribulations of her life. Give her the strength that she needs to stand by her husband. God, we're calling upon you today, God, to give us extreme favor. Move by your spirit. Help, Lord, like only you can. Give us godly kingdom connections. Open doors for your people. Bless the members of this church, Jesus. Bless the finances of this church, God. Bless every family represented in this place. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. There's no God like you. God, we thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you how you love your daughter so much, God, that you want to meet their needs. Thank you, God, that you love us so much you no longer want us to stay the same. Thank you, God, for how you commanded the changes that take place in our life. So we give ourselves away to you on today. We surrender our will over to yours, God. Have your way in the lives of your daughters. God, let them not leave here the same way they came in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Greater is coming for your people, God. Greater is coming for your daughters on today, God. Greater is coming for your daughters on today. God, we surrender our will over to yours. It's not about us, God, but it's all about you. We will be women of faith on today, God. We will be trustworthy women. you for your movement on today.